Welcome to the greatest podcast not only in America, welcome to the greatest podcast not only on planet Earth, welcome to the greatest podcast in the universe. I'm your host with the most charisma, the most destined pen, and today we are going to be talking about Bray Wyatt. Stay tuned. That the stop acting so perfect and will maybe have a perfect cause I managed to come back with no advantage. They can stand to mean the demon with your bottle, show me reason, but I made it. Not even fretting out your violence, I ain't letting up. Back it up, punch your juice on granted. Jesus save me, Jeffrey, let him just remember that. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the intro with actual lyrics. It's actually a whole song. It's called Gap. It's available under Dez2 series. Go and check it out. Let me know how you like it. But yes, so today we're going to be talking about Bray Wyatt's return. And again, I apologize. Usually I always have a video I post it on YouTube. Feel free to go subscribe to Blurred Approved Entertainment and check out not only my podcast, The Pin Down, but also well as the other podcasts. But apparently... I just had a lot of stuff on my plate. For instance, I just moved into an apartment, so I'm in the process of doing that. So I just been kind of swamped, I guess, in good terms. I'm also dealing with a little bit of sinus and cold and allergies with the seasons changing. But I still wanted to bring you guys some quality good entertainment. So I promise you, this is not going to become the new norm. I am very much ready to get back to bring you guys video entertainment along as well as my funny skits, which if you notice I kind of been doing more skits. You can go check out on my TikTok, KingOtzi99. But I feel like I said but like I was going to talk some more, but I don't, so you know what, we're just going to get into it. So September 9th at the Extreme Rules pay-per-view, which by the way was actually a really good show. I don't think anyone really had any doubts that it was going to be too bad. But it was a nice showing on everybody's part. The only match I would say didn't really live up to my expectations or go how I wanted it to was probably Karrion Kross with Scarlett versus Drew McIntyre. I just feel like, one, the match was just pretty short. One thing I did like about it is that they started brawling in the beginning. It kind of gave them like a really hate you feel, which I kind of like that with Triple H Regina. It's like just a lot of brawling, and I just love brawls and wrestling. But I just feel like the match wasn't that good. But yeah, you know, I guess no other really strong complaints. It just was missing a little something. Who knows? Maybe they'll have another show that'll kill the show. You can pretty much guarantee it by this point. But yeah, so apologies, Mary. But the show was really good, and then of course you had everybody wondering if Bray Wyatt was going to debut or not. And I'm gonna keep it a buck, they almost got your boy, because for a second it looked like he wasn't. Because if you were watching the pay-per-view, it started showing the, you know, copyright, and they're like, "Thank you guys for watching Extreme Rules." And I was like, "Bro, I swear to God, like they can't do this to us." Especially because like they showed the rabbit in the beginning of the pay-per-view going into like the Extreme Rules rabbit hole. So I was like, God, please. Like, I was like, if you don't show it now, at least let him like show up on Monday. I would have been okay. I'm lying. I probably wouldn't have. But when the lights went out, I was like, oh, snap. And then I feel like one thing I really liked about this Bray Wyatt return, right? So the Fiend return, like when he kind of returned, when doing a Firefly Funhouse, that kind of came out of nowhere, right? Like, you're kind of just watching Raw, you're like, oh, what is this? And you're like, oh, it's Bray Wyatt. Like, wow, I wonder what he's doing. This goofy-ass gimmick ended up being probably one of the best gimmicks. But one thing I kind of liked about this is pretty much everybody and their mamas knew it was Bray Wyatt. Like, pretty much everybody knew that it was Bray Wyatt. No one, like, you had a couple people who were like, oh, it could be this person, could be this person. But, like, with the rabbit, let me in, you know, who destroyed, like, that's Bray Wyatt's name. Like, I would have been very surprised if it wasn't, but even, like, during it, there wasn't anybody I could really think of that could be it. And I wanted to make a video on it, but I just thought it would be too obvious, because, like, it's Bray Wyatt, right? And then even people who wasn't sure, it has to be Bray Wyatt, right? So, one cool element I liked, which I don't remember his name. I'm not going to Google it right now. But they got a Disney, a guy that worked a lot with Disney, to help Wyatt with just like the horror and writing and everything. And like this, how they were like building it up and making you really impatient, but like the good impatient, I don't know, like the nice build up when you're just like, I'm just waiting for it to show clear indication that like it's Wyatt, other than like the music, but as well as like when you're watching it. And they're just like building up to where you're just like, okay, now we know it's Bray Wyatt, but are we going to see him here in person? Is this going to be all we get? And then it shows the Firefly Funhouse, and then I'm not sure if this is real or not. This was kind of this on the wrestling Twitter space, but it looked like he paid a tribute to the late great Brody Lee, as also known as WWE's Luke Harper. With if you remember when, if you're an AEW fan. And even if you're not, you can go look at it. It was probably one of their top 10 best debuts. This was, I think, the first episode of COVID era AEW. Brody Lee showed up as the Exalted One, and he kind of came out like this kind of bluish portal thing. And Bray Wyatt kind of did the same thing. So again, not sure if that was a tribute or if that was just, you know, coincidence, but it looked really, really good. So, you know, you have Bray Wyatt walking out, he's wearing a mask. And at first I was like, is his character going to be like this mask guy? So like we're never going to see his face, but we're going to know it's Bray Wyatt. But then he took off the mask, and oh my God, when I tell you the crowd went ballistic, we got a bunch of holy chants. Like, oh my God, like I personally was happy. And like I was, and here's the thing, like I'm not one of those people who are like just now hopping on the Bray Wyatt train. Yes, I have a podcast. Yes, I need something to talk about. Apologies. But I have been a fan of Bray Wyatt since 2013 when he started showing up. Now, I feel like some people could beat me like, oh, 2012 NXT. I don't give about you, okay? This is my podcast, which you can subscribe to if you go to the Blur to Prove Entertainment. And you can watch all my other podcasts where I talk about many other wrestling topics. Sorry, I had to put that in real quick. But first introduction was when he was feuding with Kane leading up to SummerSlam 2013. And I remember, oh God, this might be embarrassing. Hopefully no one I know from high school listens to this podcast. If you are, thanks for your support. I'm glad you're still rocking with me. But I did AP Lang in 11th grade. And, you know, humongous wrestling fan. So that was like 2016, 2017. I was still a huge wrestling fan, like I am today. And we had to do a project. So the project was, okay, you have to write a speech where you're quote unquote convincing people to leave America. And he was like, you get bonus points if you memorize and deliver it. He's like, but you get major bonus points if you memorize it, deliver it, and act out as a person, as your character that's delivering a speech. So all I heard was cut a promo. Like my WWE nerdy ass, all I heard was cut a promo. And so when he said that, I already knew I was doing Bray Wyatt, because I was like, dude, Bray Wyatt would be the person I would follow to leave America if he started talking to me. So I was like, I'm doing Bray Wyatt. So this, oh God, this gets so bad. So at that time, Bray Wyatt was rocking like the ripped white pants. He had the leather jacket, kind of with the hoodie, no sleeves. So I was like, bro, I'm going all in. So I wore that. I even remember, like, I think I had an afro maybe at that time. I was like trying to stylize a little more to kind of look like him. And I just remember me showing up like that, like to do that speech. And people were like, what the f is this kid wearing? Like, what is this guy doing? But I was so confident, and you couldn't tell me that I was just like, I'm going to deliver this promo. Like, and I'm going to get a standing ovation after I'm done with it. So I memorized the speech. I wrote the speech like in an hour and memorized in that same hour. That's how excited I was about this project. Never was excited about any other project in high school. So I get up there, and Lord, I don't know if I can do it still, but I did a Bray Wyatt impression. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't just act like Bray Wyatt. I became Bray Wyatt. This was cult leader Bray Wyatt. So I was like, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think we've been properly introduced. Like this, like. Oh God, I'm gonna hate listening to this audio. But yes, so I did a Bray Wyatt impression. And one part of the speech I remember that was very, very Bray Wyatt. Like, if you were a wrestling fan and you had to wonder who I was basing this off of, I didn't do the voice, the last sentence was, so I did like be coming from a religious household. When I write a lot, I like using a lot of religious like aspects and here there, so in the speech, I say, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, God, okay. Let me start. Oh, God. It doesn't make any sound any better with the sinuses and allergies, but I'm just going to talk normal. So I was like, ladies and gentlemen, I am the voice crying out in the wilderness. Heed my voice. And I said, thank you. And when I tell you, got, I guessed it. They started clapping for you, boy. They just. Yeah, they're like, you're really good. I remember, like, I went first because I knew I had to go first because I was like, I need to let the know that they are outgunned by yours truly. So I went first, and when I tell people, were like, oh, I don't know how I can top that. Even my teacher was like, that's really good. And at this point, I was a dumb kid in AP Lang because I never took an AP class in everybody. So that was like the way I earned my respect in AP Lang. So. Bray Wyatt, I know you're probably not listening to this podcast. When I post it, I'm going to tag you. I know the chances of you throwing me a thumbs up are very low, but I just want to say thank you for giving me my respect in 11th grade AP Lang. And even like the whole rest of the year when I was in that class, everybody talked about it, and then like they told everybody in class, like, hey, like I don't think you're going to do better than Jeffrey because he killed that. He killed that project, and like that was just my respect. Like, I remember we had to do like acting projects, and I remember other people asking me if I could like act in their project with them and help them out. So it was a big thing because at the time I really wanted to be an actor, and I still do, but I was like dead set that I was going to be like, I don't know, like just the next, like I was going to be the MCU by like next year, or like I was going to be a big superhero. Like, I was just, very unrealistic with my goals. I'm now very realistic, so it's a slow steady climb, but we got it. But yeah, so I guess the only thing left to talk about with Bray Wyatt is, do you guys think there's going to be a Wyatt faction? Because as you know, it's called the Wyatt Six. However, that could just have any other type meaning with Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt, he's a very symbolism guy. And I was going to say maybe it's like the forms, because let's see, you had Husky Harris Bray, Cult Leader Bray, Fiend Bray, Firefly Funhouse Bray. I'm trying to think of the other ones. You had I was about to say, like, I know, I feel like I'm missing one more. Oh, Sister Abigail Bray. So maybe like by Wyatt Six, this is just like his sixth form, and like in a sense, like kind of like his final form, kind of like on some Dragon Ball Z and freeze it. So I feel like it could be that. I wouldn't be mad. A cult does sound interesting, where it's like a faction. I feel like Liv Morgan would have to be like the number one draft pick for that faction, because she would make like an excellent. Oh, well, you know what? Liv Morgan or Alexa Bliss, because I actually loved Alexa Bliss when she was with Wyatt, so I would be very okay with either one of those people. I feel like Liv Morgan would be a bit more fresh, but I'm okay with either one. I see people saying Joe Gacy, but I feel like that would be not a good selection. Not because he's that good, but he's doing his own stuff in NXT, and he's actually doing a really good job. So I wouldn't say Joe Gacy. If Rowan were to come back, that would be nice, I would think. If Braun were to do, I could see Braun making a return with them. But I would kind of want to see like some unique people, like people who we don't really guess, like people that we would have never guessed in a million years. I want, if they do a faction, when they show everybody in a faction, I want to be like, what the hell? And just to be like, oh, snap, like, these guys are great. This was a great day. Like, I kind of want that surprise factor, you know? One person I am looking forward to, which I feel like would be a nice selection, is Bo Dallas. Because apparently he's returning the day to be. He's Wyatt brother. And I think either Bray Wyatt or someone close to Bray Wyatt said, like, if you think Bray Wyatt is artistic as hell, like, you need to see Bo Dallas. Like, Bo Dallas is, like, the same, if not better. So, with that, I am 1,000% looking forward to Bo Dallas coming back if he is a part of Bray. I swear to God, we better not get a Bo leave! Like, I swear, if I see Bo leave, and that's, like, his debut, that's his character running with it, Triple H, you failed. You dropped the ball hard, my boy. You dropped the ball hard. But, yeah, so I think that's going to be the end of today's episode.